Okay, congratulations to all of you that have gotten promoted, all right? And it's a big deal. It's a big deal because that means that you met certain requirements, that you learned certain key lessons. It means you passed certain tests. You passed certain tests in order to go to the next level. And so that's a big accomplishment. You know, when I was thinking about you guys all getting promoted, it reminded me of a video game I used to play long time ago. It was this video game here. Do you recognize this video game? Do you guys recognize this?
Yahoo!
Woohoo! Sonic. All right, Sonic. Mario Brothers, right? Mario and Luigi. Right, so I used to play this game when I was younger, right? Used to play when I was a little bit older too, but I used to play this game. And the thing about this game, the key is you have to pass certain levels, right? And what did you usually need to do? What did you need to do in order to go to the next level? Jared, what do you need to do?
Reach a flag.
Reach a flag, and then you usually had to what? Fight the boss, right? The boss Koopa, right? So it's like this. Look at this. Okay, you had to beat the Koopa, right? You had to pass the test and beat the Koopa or beat the boss in order to go to the next level. And you know this game, and a lot of video games are like this, right? You have to pass a test to go to the next level. This is kind of like the spiritual life with God. Did you know in the Bible, it is clear that at times, God tests us. Did you know that? At times, God tests us. Here is a couple of passages. Proverbs 17:3, it says this. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold. Well, look at this. But the Lord tests the heart. Okay, here's another. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please men, but to please God who what? Tests our heart. How many of you like tests? Oh, Eliana, that's good. You like tests? Oh, Ezra, you like tests? How many of you like tests? Right? No? Did you know King David, the man after God's own heart in the Bible, he asks God to test him. He asks God to test him. This is just one of many passages. Psalm 26:2. This is David writing in the Psalms and the Proverbs. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind. So David, King David, asked God to test him. Why in the world, how many of you would go to your teachers and say, can we have more tests? Have any of you ever done that? Have any of you ever done that? Go to your teacher and say, can we please have more tests? Why would King David ask not just his teachers, but why would he ask God, God of the universe, why would he ask God to test him? Well, here is a definition of testing, okay, from the Cambridge Dictionary, right? This is what it says of what test is. A way of discovering by questions or practical activities what someone knows or what someone or something can do or is like. Second definition, a medical examination of part of your body in order to find out how healthy it is or what is happening with it. Third, act of using something to find out if it is working correctly or how effective it is. David asked God to test him because he wanted to know where he was at. He wanted to know, God, are there any areas of my life where I need to grow? Because the most important thing to me is to grow with you. And I want to know that. Show me, God. Show me where areas of weakness. Show me where there's areas of lack. Show me where there's areas of need, because I want to level up with you. That's the thing David wanted most of all. I want to level up with you. So would you please test me to show me? And David, he wanted to be promoted spiritually. He wanted to be promoted spiritually. Because when we get promoted, there's greater opportunity. There's greater power. There's greater anointing. There's greater blessing, right? There's greater fruitfulness. There's greater intimacy with God. So David wanted to be tested because he wanted to level up. He wanted to be promoted. But along with all those good things, when you go to the next level, when you go to the next level, comes greater testing, greater temptation, increased challenges, more pressure, greater responsibility. And so in order for us to go to the next level, we have to pass tests, because God doesn't want to put us at a higher level that we are not prepared for. He loves us too much to do that. Because if we got promoted to a next level, yes, of blessing, opportunity, power, anointing, but if we went to the next level before we were ready, it would be disastrous for us. Because there's greater responsibility, there's greater pressure, there's greater temptation. And many would fail or fall or struggle or stumble because of that. And so we must be prepared. We must be prepared through testing to go to the next levels in our spiritual lives. Look at these quotes. I thought these were really good quotes by Pastor Rick Warren. He says this: God's goal for our lives isn't for us to be happy. Okay, I want us to repeat this, okay? Okay, so you put this in the first one. You play, God's goal for me is not for me to be happy. Okay, let's say it together. God's goal for me is not for me to be happy. One more time. God's goal for me is not for me to be happy. Okay, well, what is his goal for us then? It's for us to grow in spiritual maturity. That's God's goal for us. It's to grow to be like Christ. It's to grow to be, to fulfill our destiny of who we are created to be made in God's image. Okay, here's another quote by him. Happiness comes from holiness. Happiness comes from holiness. You'll be happy for trillions of years when you get to heaven. But right now, you're in the growing stage. And God is more interested in your character than in your comfort. God's goal for us is to grow spiritually. We're in the growing phase. Look at this passage from James. James 1, 2 through 4. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Okay, let me read that again. When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Why? For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. The strengthening of our faith through testing unlocks the greater things of God in our life. It unlocks the greater things of God. Faith enables us to remain faithful to God to the end, no matter what comes. You know, I believe one of my most important jobs as the senior pastor of our church, I take this very, very seriously. I feel it in my spirit and in my soul all the time. I believe one of the most important jobs that I have as senior pastor is to try, along with others, to discern what does God want for our church? What is the direction God wants for our church? And how is our church family doing? Assessing the well-being of our church family. I think about you guys all the time. All of you guys. I think about you guys all the time. I'm constantly going through inventory of different people at church, trying to assess, trying to ask the Lord, how is our church family doing? What's going on? Where do you want us to go, Lord? You know, earlier this year, probably January, February, March, in hindsight, I believe that as a church, we were going through God's testing. I believe we were going through a lot of testing, a period of testing. And some of you in particular were going through successive and intensive trial after trial after trial. There were some of you that I could see. It wasn't just like one trial and then kind of pass, but it would be like trial and then another trial would come, and then another trial would come, and then another trial would come. And I believe there were several that I had just talked to that was going on. And my sense was in the spirit that, oh, our church is being tested. Our church is being tested. As a result of being tested by the Lord, as a result, some of us, you were feeling very alone and disconnected. Because, you know, when we're going to undergo tests, the enemy tries to get in there. And he wants to isolate you. He wants to separate you. Right? When we're in a weakened state, right? It's like a predator out there. Spies, right, the herd and looks for the one that's kind of weak and goes and tries to isolate. And even like, right, a pride of lions, they will go and try to isolate the weak one. And I believe there are some of you that you are starting to feel very disconnected, alone, separated, isolated. Another result of testing is you start to experience more conflicts and tensions with people around you, people in your family or in general. Another way is you feel fatigued and have a great sense of heaviness. I experienced that. I was just feeling really fatigued. Every day, at some point in the day, I would just feel like exhausted, very fatigued. And then some of the intercessors in church, they were getting this image of people like getting, like feeling choked and suffocated. It was almost as if like a snake was wrapped around them, like squeezing the life out of them. And so I believe as a church, we went through periods spiritually of testing collectively. And I think about April, I don't know, something happened. In April, something happened that shifted things. And I felt like I could see in people's lives, they were starting to experience breakthroughs. And I felt like since April to now, it's been building breakthroughs. Some momentum's building in our church. Spiritual momentum starting to build in our church. Maybe some of you experienced, maybe some of you are going through trials. I believe breakthrough is coming for you because the Lord is bringing us into breakthrough. And, you know, there was, for me personally, one of the things that helped me get breakthrough is this one gal that prayed for me during that time. And it's very interesting because when she prayed for me, before she prayed for me, she said, someone mentioned to her that I was a pastor, and then she goes, oh, yeah, I could tell. I was like, you can? Oh, how can you tell? And then a person asked, oh, how can you tell? And she said, oh, because I could see all these curses trying to be put on him, all these curses around him. I was like, whoa. And then, so then a person said, oh, can you pray for him? I said, please pray for me. And she prayed for me, and she was very simple, praying and kind of breaking things and coming against things. And then the things she was praying for, I was like, oh my gosh. It was like just arrows, bullseyes, like, oh my gosh. She was multiple things. And then after that, I just was so thankful. And then after the weeks that went on after that, I felt something shifted. So, you know, sometimes when we're going through trials or when we're being tested, we need help. We need help. You cannot do it on your... That's why we need the body. That's why we need the family of God. And sometimes you need prayer. You need prayer. You need people that are skilled and trained and sensitive to the Lord and the Spirit that could pray and help break some of those things to get you unstuck. And so that I feel like that was so powerful, significant to me. And I believe just this past week, the Lord told me collectively. Now, some of you may still be going through some testing or trials or things, but I believe collectively the Lord told me, as a church family, He told me, you have passed the test. You have passed the test. This is what I wrote in my journal this past week. This was on August 1st. I think it was Tuesday. I felt like the Lord said this to me. You and your church family passed the test. As a result, it unlocked and released many other things. Good job. Good job. Good job. You are stepping into greater levels of maturity and obedience, so you can now handle greater anointing, gifts, responsibility, and influence. You are doing your part, and I will surely do mine. You can see me moving, working, and orchestrating things to continue to prepare you all and pave the way for my plans and purposes in your life and the life of your Catalyst family. Then the Lord, I felt like the Lord said, I am overjoyed and delighted by you all. And then He said this, which is totally unexpected. The Lord said this, the fun stuff in the Spirit is coming. The Spirit says, oh boy. I have never, ever heard the Holy Spirit say anything. He was like giddy, and I felt like the Holy Spirit was like, oh boy. Oh boy. And I just was blessed. I was blessed. I feel like the Lord is building, and there are things happening tangibly, physically, some big changes I feel like are on the horizon that's going to be really exciting for our church, all right? And so good things are happening. God is moving and building momentum. Now, I feel like, and this was from the intercessors, but they felt like for us to be able to step into all the things that the Lord's beginning to release. And part of that is leading up to the retreat too, to prepare us to the retreat. They felt like we really need to seek the heart of the Lord. We really need to seek the heart of the Lord, prepare ourselves. And they said, we believe we need to, as a church family, have a season of fasting and praying to prepare. To prepare so we can help usher in the moving of the Lord, the momentum, can continue that momentum. So, graciously, some of the intercessors, they have already been fasting in August, right? For the first 5 days of August, they've been fasting. And our plan or our hope is that we could have at least one or two or several people fasting in our church every single day for the remainder of the month of August. Now, just as guidelines, the main guidelines, very simple. It's you generally just skip two meals, two consecutive meals. So you can skip breakfast and lunch, lunch and dinner. So go breakfast and breakfast. You skip lunch and dinner, or dinner and breakfast the next day. So you skip two consecutive meals. And kind of, we're not legalistic about fasting, right? In terms of, it's a liquid fast, so you're fasting from food. But kind of, whatever you can get through a straw is okay. Whatever you can get through a straw,
If you want to go and get a boba straw, that's okay, you know. But so basically you're fasting for it and praying for our church, for yourself, go before the Lord for a 24-hour period. And so we have signups, and I look back, we actually did this last August too, okay? There's signups here. There's two slots for each day, but there's four different sheets of paper. All right, and all you do is put your name and your email on there. And then we'll calendar it, and we'll send reminders out for you to fast and pray. All right? I'm really excited for where our church is at. I feel like the Lord is really moving, leading into the retreat and beyond. And so today I just felt like, yeah, let's just ask God, Lord, can you show us, can you point out areas where you're moving, areas of growth, areas of need? And no, you know, when the Lord points out through testing areas that we need to improve or grow, or if we fail to pass tests that the Lord puts before us, the tendency for us is to say, okay, I need to, what do I need to do? I need to try harder. But when the Lord reveals areas of growth and areas of lack, the first thing we need to do is say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need more of you. Lord, what do you want to show me about who you are that I'm going to need in this next season as I level up with you? And so that's why I think we want to just do fasting. We want to have a time of communion. So I'm going to have the worship team come on up. And for communion today, basically if you're a believer, we invite you to come, take communion. And it's just time for you with the Lord. It's just time for you to spend with the Lord. So you could come on up, you could take it back to your seat, you could come stay in the front here. And then I want to just encourage you to sign up for a day, at least one day, that you commit to fast and go before the Lord and seek his heart for you and for our church family. Okay? Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, I think over the years, all of us in some ways have developed aversions to tests. Maybe we even have a visceral reaction or feeling when we think about testing, because it's caused us in the past stress or anxiety or feel pressure, or maybe we failed tests in the past. But Lord, you author tests because you love us, because you want more for us, because you want to reveal to us different ways that you want to be more for us in different areas of our lives. And so, Lord, as we come before you, Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you come alongside and meet each one person personally, intimately? Would you, Lord, reveal your heart for each one, your desire for more, and your willingness, Lord, to teach us, to grow us, to provide for us whatever we need to level up with you. And so, Lord, just bless this time as a church family gather before you and gather with one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I think we're going to sing.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.